This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Vincent Magwenya, good morning. Welcome to Power Week.
Hey, good morning, Maria. Good morning to your listeners.
It's tough times, Vincent. And in tough times like these, people who are in a communication space like yourself, you worked as a journalist, you work as a communication advisor. In critical times like this, messaging is absolutely important. In terms of the government's reaction to this COVID-19 outbreak, how has been their messaging? Oh, Vincent?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, that's better. Yes, okay.
So far, I'll give government an 8 out of 10 in terms of clarity of messaging, in terms of very clear and well-articulated measures that have been adopted by the country in the fight or in the effort to contain the spread of COVID-19. Obviously, the other two that I'm not giving them talks to more effort that still needs to be done at a regional and local level, mm-hmm. where we have to communicate in all of our official languages, where we have to communicate in communities. We cannot assume that a press briefing that the Minister of Health gives is accessible to everybody and everybody's listening to it. And everybody is in the same understanding. So there's still more that needs to be done. But so far, I will give government an 8 out of 10, particularly Dr. Mkhize, who's the Minister of Health, who's also a medical doctor. You've seen the way he's communicated has been a combination of both the sincerity that one expects from a medical doctor. At the same time, there is an element of political management of this pandemic. You've alluded to the many aspects of this pandemic that we have to manage as a country, the economic side of it, the political side of it. And so government so far has managed to be quite clear and to be quite decisive in the measures.
Okay. Now, Vincent, I just want to check something very quickly in terms of, without necessarily, you know, comparing, because countries differ and strategies differ, because I was, for instance, juxtaposing our situation with what the US is doing, mainly that the commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, despite being a disaster sometime, but they have daily briefings within White House. And with him, he's got a political leadership of Mike Pence, his deputy. Sometimes he brings in the chief of staff, Mulvaney. But then he brings in the scientist that is a lead communicator in this thing, and also brings in a doctor who is a lead communicator in this thing. And they keep the nation abreast on a daily basis. But in the country, we saw the president addressing the public once without taking questions from the media, and then leaving everything to the ministers without specialists in those media briefing. Does it really work for you?
Look, you have to, there are cases where you have to phase communication, Mario. So I understand your frustration with the president not taking questions, but at the same time, I understand why the president won't take questions. It's not useful to take questions when a lot of information is not available and you're dealing with a fast evolving situation. You could easily end up tripping over yourself when you're going to open yourself up to questions on areas you do not have information. If you look at Minister Mkhize's briefings, those briefings have been a lot more open, a lot longer. He's taken questions. He's brought in the NICD. He's brought in various specialists. So we have to look at the various layers of communication and what those layers provide in terms of information. So I won't be too hard on the president right now in terms of not opening himself up for questions. Mm-hmm. You will appreciate that we are a country of laws, and in the measures that the president announced, there had to be actions taken in terms of laws and legislation activated and so on. And so I think in the next round, perhaps we could expect him to take questions, and it will be correct for him to take questions because more information will be available. Mm-hmm. But we need to appreciate that this issue is communicated in multiple layers. And if you look at Dr. Mkhize's briefing specifically and how he's brought in various experts and specialists, particularly from the NICT, where they talk about how the testing is conducted, etc., how the different ministers have covered the respective areas and have taken questions, we can understand why the president will leave it to the ministers and the various agencies and specialists to then escalate the communication as they've done.
Okay, let me take some calls. I'm not sure whether they might be relevant to our discussion, but there's some few questions, Vincent, that I would like you to comment on. For instance, Nkalala Jonas is asking a question. In fact, it's a comment on Twitter saying, I get a sense that whatever the message communicated by the government is meant for middle class. Resources are made available to this class, but for township folks, there's nothing. How do we practice social distancing in squatter camps? I think you reference that, saying that out of the two that you're not giving them, it's message in 11 official languages to the people. And Vusugul is saying our borders are porous due to one thing, greed from our public servants. If we start arresting our own, then our country will be a better place. Let's go quickly to Nina. Nina, your comment question.
Hi. You know, there are various points, but I'm going to make one point because it has to do with messaging and the rights of citizens to question what is happening.
Yeah.
The fact is that one of the messages that has been put out by government and the health minister is that the virus can only be spread if a person is symptomatic. That is entirely wrong. It endangers people's lives. It is actually fake news. I want to point out to the citizens of South Africa that when you are in a democratic context, you have a right to question. And a lot of questioning has happened about Trump's and the Republican Party's positions on this virus and how they've gone ahead. Similarly, even in China, there have been dissidents who are very concerned about what has happened and how China's handled the pandemic. And although they've had to do it in a much more complex, smart way, they have come out and criticized the government. It is a problem when people are silenced, especially when erroneous information, like, for instance, the information of being asymptomatic, is put out. Just the second thing, Muriel, very fast.
Very briefly, Nina.
In terms of this thing of porous borders, there is a very high likelihood that our numbers are much, much higher in this country because it is only, in fact, people who are wealthy enough to have gone for a private test that have been found positive. We need to be asking the question, what is happening if people go to clinics? Were the doctors and are the doctors, especially in the rural areas, positioned to differentiate actually between what is flu and what is the virus, and therefore what was written on the death certificates?
Okay, Nina, we got to leave it at that, but I got to be honest that the South African Medical Association, remember, they met with the health minister, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, together with the deputy minister, Dr. Joe Patler, who, I must say, I was not impressed because I think he was not prepared for that interaction. Dr. Patler should have really, really left it to the minister. But they emphasized the issue of primary health care, and that was emphasized by the practitioners themselves to say government have to step up in terms of the primary health care in clinics and also the GPs. So that issue was raised by the South African Medical Association, the doctors themselves, and there was a commitment from government that they will step up the efforts there. But yeah, that's what we're gonna reflect on very briefly. Tabiso, give me 30 seconds.
Chief, Oisi, I beg to differ with your guest there when he says, "Hore, the president, he understand and accept the reasoning. Hore, the president cannot take questions from the public." I really, really don't agree with him. Let me just tell you this. Our president, I think by profession, he might be an advocate. Donald Trump is not an advocate. He's not educated as much as our president. But he's taking questions from journalists. And let me tell you with the second thing. To be honest with you, You don't need to be a medical doctor or a scientist for you to be the president. You need to work with the team. We've got universities, highly standardized universities in this country, medical universities in this country,
yeah,
that can work together with the president and advising on this issue of corona.
Okay.
The president is acting numb because he knows what he's been manhandled.
Okay.
What is this thing? I agree with the previous with the lady who just spoke now. The president is acting as if, you know, there's something which the ANC is not telling us. And he's taking advantage. And I think, as South Africans, please, let us stop being foolish.
Okay, Thabiso.
Is going to kill us.
We got to leave it at that. All right, I got to go, Thabiso. Your point is well made. Masabata, 30 seconds for us.
Okay, thank you, Murillo. Just to say that I hope that some of the measures that government announced become the lasting legacy so that they become, so that we have proper governance in the country. For example, measures to regulate alcohol business, the fencing of the borderline, the folly. I think that there will be also a realization of the folly of failing to manage the country's resources prudently. Right now, we hear that in Italy, despite their well-advanced medical system in place, the country cannot cope with the influx of people seeking medical attention.
Yeah.
So one wonders what's going to happen once this thing hits the ordinary people here in South Africa, especially in the squatter camps.
Yeah.
So
I
hope government learns something and this becomes, whatever measures, become a lasting legacy.
Okay, thank you very much, Masabata. Vincent, unfortunately, we are out of time. We thank you very much, but we get the message that it is a phased-in communication.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.